You are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a senior economist here at CommBank, and today I'm joined by our chief economist, Stephen Helmerich. Stephen, nice to have you on.
Thank you, Belinda. It's very good to be back again.
Now, we are going to be talking about the CommBank Household Spending Insights series for February 2024. Now, obviously, over the past year or so, we've been watching the consumer very closely as to how households are dealing with the material lift in interest rate hikes that we've seen. We've seen consumer spending slow. We've seen differences in what consumers are spending their money on. Talk us through what happened in February.
Well, it's been a very interesting few months for sure, watching the Household Spending Insights report. So for February, total spending was down 0.3% on the month. So that's a pretty modest fall. That followed an increase in January of 3.2%, but the January increase was smaller than a decline in December of 3.5%. So what we have done is looked at the last 4 months, so the summer months, November, December, January, February, and as at end of February, spending is lower than it was in November. So the summer months combined, if you like, saw a continued softening in household spending.
Now, leading into the February result, I think everyone had one question on their lips. Did we see a Taylor Swift effect?
Well, so the answer to that question is yes. But I think what we saw was an effect of actually quite a lot of summer events, if you like. So apart from the big one, Taylor Swift, there was Pink and Blink 182 and a few music festivals. Slash was here. So if we look at all those things combined, we can see that in the month of February, spending on what is characterised as music festivals was up 76% in the month, and spending on what is characterised as function and event centres was up 115% on the month. So the music festivals fits into the hospitality category, which was up 0.7% on the month. And the function and event centres fits into the recreation, which was up 0.5% on the month. So hospitality and recreation were two of only five categories that increased in the month. So seven categories were down. The other categories that increased were utilities, which I think not many people would be surprised to hear, as well as health, and a bit of an increase also in household services. But overall, seven of the 12 categories were down, and that led to decline in February.
It's interesting. Like, we obviously saw like a number of spikes relating to a lot of these music concerts and festivals over the last, say, 9 months. So we did see that spike when tickets were released. We've obviously seen the spike in terms of accommodation, plane tickets already. So this was kind of like the final month where we saw the push for those purchases. It's also interesting over probably the last 4 months, as we have seen the consumer slow, that consumers are getting a bit pickier as to how they're spending their money. And I think that's really been shown in the divergence we're seeing between spending on essential items and spending on discretionary items. So discretionary spend was obviously up in the month just because of those items. But if you look at over the past year, essential spending is outpacing discretionary spending.
Yes, that's right. So as you said, in the month of February, some of the discretionary items dominated, but in the year to February, spending on essentials is running much stronger than spending on discretionary. We can see that in things like utilities. They're up 6.3% in the year to February. Health spending is up 7%. Insurance spending up just under 10%. So they're the really large increases in the year to February are on those kind of key essential services. We look at things like household goods. That was the weakest component in the month of February. It's only up 1% in the year to February. So certainly some, you know, decisions being made about the essentials that we need to be spending money on, and a lot of those have increased in price. But also keeping some money aside for some of these, you know, big ticket discretionary items, have a little bit of fun in a, you know, post-COVID world, if I can put it that way. But that money's got to come from somewhere. So in the month of February, we saw continued decreases in spending on food and beverage. That was down 0.5%. Communications and digital down 0.7%. Household goods, as I mentioned, down 1.9%. Yeah. Transport down 1.6%. So some of those key services and goods and services are really cutting back on.
Yeah, I think the point you made about the price impact is really important here. So in terms of where prices are rising at the moment, we're seeing it very strongly in things like insurance, health, even utilities as well, you know, if you take aside those government rebates at the moment. So the price impact and inflation is continuing to impact on spending choices in the Australian economy. Now, over the past week or so, we have had some other economic news out there, particularly the fourth quarter national accounts that we got out last week. So once again, that did show us that the story in the Australian economy is one of slow growth. So over the second half of last year, it looks like the Australian economy effectively ground to a halt. So the economy just grew by 1.5% in the year to December 2023. Growth was up just 0.2% for the December quarter as well. And within that, real consumer spending was up just 0.1%.
Yeah, so as you say, I think those December quarter national accounts just reinforced for us you know, just how much the growth rate has slowed throughout the course of 2023. So 1.5%, you know, real GDP growth, but in per capita terms, the economy went backwards every quarter in 2023. So it's GDP per capita is minus 1% on the year to the December quarter. And as you say, the consumer was very soft over that period. So, you know, we knew the consumer was very soft over that period through the Household Spending Insights report. If we take the first 2 months of 2024 together, it looks like things are slowing a little bit further. The annual rate of growth in the HSI is now 3.5% year to February. We know inflation was around that, perhaps a little bit higher. So in real terms, it's declining again. So certainly some ongoing signs of softness. And I think one point to mention there is that the November 2023 RBA rate hike only impacted people's mortgage repayments in February this year. So it's really not hit any of the data as yet. So households will be adjusting, you know, about now they'll be adjusting their household budgets, those with a variable mortgage rate, to take into account that higher mortgage costs that hit in Feb.
And we also have to remember we're still going through the fixed rate roll-off as well. So the amount of interest still being paid in the Australian economy will continue to increase over the next half a year or so. Now, my last question is on the Reserve Bank of Australia. They meet in 1 week's time. Yep. Now we've moved to the more infrequent meeting time table. So they next meet on the 18th and 19th of March. What is the outlook for the RBA?
Well, we saw them keep rates on hold in February, that first week of February. They retained a tightening bias, but it was a risk of, you know, interest rates having to rise again. Since then, I think the, as you mentioned, the national accounts, our own HSI, inflation data for January was lower than expected. So all of that points to, you know, rates on hold again at the March meeting. I think that the big question for the RBA will be, when do they remove that tightening bias? And I suspect they're not quite there as yet, but you know, we're increasingly confident that the next move in interest rates in Australia is down, and we've you know, penciled in the first rate cut for September.
Great. Well, there's obviously a lot going on at the moment, but in terms of the household spending story that we talked through today, it's certainly showing a continued softness, which is no surprise given where we've seen interest rates go over the past 2 years. Stephen will touch base the March edition next month. Thanks for joining.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you can read the CommBank Household Spending Insights report, which was published on the 13th of March 2024 at commbankresearch.com.au.
Now, any reference to the term CBA data means proprietary data of the bank. The data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Insights series is a combination of CBA data and publicly available ABS, CoreLogic and RBA data. As analysis is based on CBA customer transactions, it may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the bank's privacy policy.